that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
Come and play as the wild fairies play in a magical circle, a fairy ring. You won't want to leave, and forever you'll stay where the vision is bright as spring.
Something magical and mysterious is happening in Chico. Miniature portals to the homes of supernatural little folk are appearing in hidden spaces all over town. The Chico Art Center has a delightful event for the whole family happening this weekend. Many artists have installed lovingly crafted fairy doors. And we'll talk with some of those artists, including Chris Ginter.
Well, currently there are 20 doors that can be found around Chico, and I think it's exciting because no two are alike.
One of the biggest stage hits in New York has come to Northern California in its Broadway touring production. The full-scale musical, Wicked, which presents the previously untold story of the Witches of Oz, is playing in San Francisco through the middle of this month. And we'll listen today to some of the songs from that show. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Moll with the North State Arts Calendar.
Redding's Riverfront Playhouse stages Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Plus, there's a Sunday matinee at 2. The Orland Arts Center opens its exhibition A Slant on Spring. With their acrylics and watercolors, artists Pat Voigt and Marilyn Walsh reveal their unique perspective on this season of new beginnings. There's a reception where you can meet the artists in the Orland Arts Center. That's going on right now through 7 o'clock. Moving on to Chico, the Blue Room Theater's Young Company presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You have only 3 more chances to see this adaptation of the popular fantasy book by C.S. Lewis, performed by kids for kids, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Thursday evening, at Wismer Theater on the Chico State Campus, top student directors take charge to bring us an evening of little plays which pack a big punch. The Donna Stone Breed Memorial, student-directed one-acts, start at 7:30. Monday, Birds of Chicago land at the Sierra Nevada Big Room for an evening of music. This pair of singer-songwriters have come together to create music that has been described as raw and soul-rich. Starting at 7:30 Monday evening, find out why this band was a major hit at last year's World Fest. Bach is back. Starting just an hour from now, the Chico Bach Festival returns with a recital by university music students at the Roland Taylor Recital Hall in the school's Performing Arts Center. Then this evening, starting at 7:30 on the Harlan Adams Theater stage at the PAC, organist Ryan Enright recreates Felix Mendelssohn's famous 1840 organ recital of music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Hear the grandeur of the university's centennial pipe organ, now in its 25th anniversary year. The Chico Bach Festival continues tomorrow, moving to St. John's Episcopal Church. The recital, mostly Mendelssohn, will feature members of the American Guild of Organists playing the historic Kilgan pipe organ. St. John's is located at 2341 Floral Avenue in Chico. Tomorrow evening, the Chico Bach Festival returns to the university. The program A New Generation features young musicians from around the North State playing music by Bach and his contemporaries. These young performers appear tomorrow in the Roland Taylor Recital Hall starting at 7:30. On Sunday, the 2016 Chico Bach Festival concludes with Felix Mendelssohn's grand oratorio, Elijah. Following a 1 o'clock pre-concert lecture in the Roland Taylor Recital Hall, this choral orchestral masterwork, presented at the Harlan Adams Theater, is Mendelssohn's homage to the passion of Johann Sebastian Bach. Three groups come together to perform this work: members of the CSU Chico Choral Union, the North Valley Chamber Chorale, and the North State Symphony. Music lovers won't want to miss this spectacular event starting at 2 o'clock. The Dance Chico Festival comes to a close this weekend with two events. Tonight, it's Broadway Boogie. You're invited to dance in the street, 3rd and Broadway to be precise, starting at 7. Then Sunday, starting at 7:30, the San Francisco-based modern dance troupe ODC performs at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium. On Chico's visual art scene, the exhibit Sustenance, Food, Life, Art at the Janet Turner Print Museum depicts various edible delights. The Turner is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. This weekend, 1078 Gallery closes its show My Witness is the Empty Sky, featuring installations by four artists on the theme of survival. You'll have a chance to meet those artists at a gallery reception tonight from 6 to 8. Then the exhibit is open one more day, tomorrow, from 12:30 to 5:30. In Paradise, Theater on the Ridge presents a comedy by Moss Hart, Light Up the Sky. Get a glimpse backstage as a new Broadway production is created with all the trials, tiffs, and tensions provided by clashing artistic egos. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. In just a couple minutes, you'll hear what's scattered around Chico, little artistic doors to the homes of fairy folk. In Yuba City, those supernatural folk are on stage. The acting company presents the Shakespeare comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream. Two pairs of human lovers prove what fools these mortals be when the mischievous sprite Puck casts a spell to tangle their romantic lives. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. According to dancer-choreographer Twyla Tharp, art is the only way to run away without leaving home.
Some Chicoans have been noticing a mysterious development this week. Artistically created fairy doors, entrances to homes of supernatural little folk, are appearing in places in and around 20 Chico businesses.
The woods were alive with the fragrance of spring, but winter was everywhere clear to see. The moon shone bright and a bat on the wing beckoned me closer and said to me, a clearing close in the forest you'll find a fabulous banquet, a fairy ball. If you close your eyes and you open your mind, the veil disappears and you see it all. Come and play as the wild fairies play in a magical circle, a fairy ring. You won't want to leave and forever you'll stay where the vision is bright as spring. Come and dance the wild fairy dance, spin in a circle as fast as light. Once you begin, you are caught in a trance and the world can grow old in a single night.
Our visual art expert Dolores is at the Chico Art Center to talk with some people who might be able to get to the bottom of this mystery.
The This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm at the Chico Arts Center talking to five people about fairy doors. And the instigator of this fairy door mania, Jackie McLean, suggested that I look up Ann Arbor, Michigan fairy doors. And my goodness, that was just, it was a fairy door mania. It's become a huge tourist attraction. Well, tell us about this, the reason for having this event in Chico.
I did live in Ann Arbor, as did Richard Macias, who's here today, and I was familiar with that. The Art Center wanted to attract more young people to come to the Art Center. Also, I think we see this as a gift to the community that we're saying thank you for 60 years of supporting Chico Art Center, because we've set this up to be a free event for the businesses and a free event for the people who come and go around to see the doors.
And just what is this event going to entail? When does it take place and how do people get to do it?
There are actually two parts to the event. April 2nd, we will be giving out free posters with pictures of all the doors and a map. And the businesses that have the fairy doors have agreed to stay open from 10 to 4 on that day. With one exception, Beatniks has to close at 2 o'clock because of a prior commitment. But all the businesses are going to stay open so that people can go around and see the doors. And a couple of the businesses aren't normally open on Saturday. The second part of the event is April 2nd and 3rd. We are going to have a fairy garden show in the classrooms here at the Art Center. And again, that's a free event. People just have to come to 5th and Orange and come into the rail station in the Chico Art Center and participate.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And because this was such a spectacular, intriguing event, it's also going to be at Art at the Matador, which is the 6th and 7th of May. I'm now looking at three whimsical creators of fairy doors. Let's hear from you, Richard, first, as the architect among us.
Well, when Jackie first asked me to do a fairy door, I wasn't quite sure what she meant, because it's been many years since I went to school in Ann Arbor, so that was way before my time since these fairy doors occurred there. So I had to ask a few questions, but because of my background, I felt a really architectural door was appropriate. So I did a little research and came up with a Federal-style door with a little fan window over the top and a little Ionic columns holding up the pediment, and put it together in little pieces. And then I took it over to where it's going to be placed. And my perception of how fairy doors fit in is that they should be kind of secretive so that fairies can creep into them at night. And so when I took it over there, they wanted to hang it on the wall, and I said, no, no, put it somewhere where it looks like it's really a place where you can actually come to. I think we have a train in the background.
We like trains. That proves we're at the Chico Arts Center.
Right. And so it was really an interesting experience, just really not just doing the research, I knew kind of what I wanted to do, but to make sure that the door was actually an accurate assessment of a Federal-style door, and that's what will be there.
Well, there are Federal-style doors, and there are cupcakes.
Well, actually, my door is a slice of bread. This is Chris Genter, and when Jackie approached me, my first thought was, Great Harvest Bread Company. I have a great idea.
Tell us about your fairy door, starting with how big is this door?
Well, the actual door is approximately 8.5 inches tall. It's to scale. The door frame is that size. The door is about 7 inches high. And in constructing it, unlike Richard, his door is fantastic. You need to go see it. The idea for my door came from the location, Great Harvest Bread Company, over on Forest Avenue. I went out and interviewed the owner of Great Harvest Bread Company, took my sketchbook, and asked what she would like. Julie was fantastic. It was a great collaboration. I think it brings out the playfulness between the art center and the community businesses. So in putting it together, this door is self-supporting, and much like Richard's did, this door can be moved in the bins, but it's secretive as well. It can be up high, it can be back in the corner, and the folks that come in to get something to eat there will have fun looking for it.
Oh, okay. How about Jana Lawton now, who is very known as a ceramist and sculptress, but here she is doing a little kind of, would you call this a wicker fairy door?
My door came about because I think of fairies as living in the woods, and so my door is constructed of twigs and moss and special little wreaths made out of ivy, and my fairy is quite athletic. She's got to climb up a very long, thin ladder to get to her fairy door, and so it's one that I think is very appropriate for a wood fairy.
So, Jana, what did you do? You went out to the woods to get these twigs?
I was pruning my fruit trees, and these little twigs were so nice and limber, and I've got one curve completely around the top, and I've got the buds showing on some of them, so it's a very fresh, interesting little wood door.
I noticed that you're using what appear to be copper wires tying the parts together.
I had originally thought I could put this all together with glue, and it didn't really hold that well. And so I held the rungs all together with little bits of copper wire to hold them in place.
Chris, you were raising your hand and saying, I have to give credit to my neighbor.
I certainly do. My neighbor, V.G. McLean, is a miniaturist. And when this idea came up, I thought, I think she can help me. And it was a wonderful collaboration. We've been neighbors for over 20-some years. And when I explained to her what we were doing, much like you did at the opening of this little spot, she said, what are fairy doors? And she went to the Ann Arbor site as well and just said, oh my goodness. And so we had a delightful time over a period of 4 weeks constructing the fairy door for Great Harvest Bread Company.
So, Chris Ginter, tell us about the number of doors that people can expect.
Well, currently there are 20 doors that can be found around Chico, and I think it's exciting because no two are alike. And in my excitement, I was actually asking Jackie, and she said that there could be even more coming in the fall. So it looks like the fairy doors are here to stay, and there may be more to come.
Wow. I think this is a wonderful event. We've been brainstorming on all kinds of additional ideas, like having children write fairy tales about the doors, and they'll be at the Chico Arts Center in the gift shop, and there are going to be fairy gardens. Everything is becoming miniaturized in Chico. Very exciting. Thank you.
Starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, you can go to the Chico Arts Center at the train station on Orange Street and pick up your special poster and your special map that tells you where those fairy doors can be found at businesses all over Chico. This should be a fun event for art enthusiasts and fairy enthusiasts of all ages.
Once you begin, you are caught in a trance, and the world can grow old in a single night. I wandered alone to the forest one night, led by a music strange and clear. If you happen to pass when the moon is bright and the veils are thin, you will find me here. If the veils are thin, you will find me here.
one of the hugest hits on Broadway, ever since it opened in 2003, is Wicked, a show that takes you to the land of Oz to see the untold story of the green-skinned girl Elphaba, who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. This spectacularly staged show is clever, heartfelt, and tuneful. And it's on stage in San Francisco right now in its Broadway touring production. This is kind of a homecoming for Wicked, which had its initial premiere in San Francisco in 2002, prior to its first appearance on Broadway. Let's hear Elphaba, played by Idina Menzel, who won a Tony Award for the role, as the character arrives as a student at Shiz University at the beginning of the show. First, we'll hear from one of the professors at the university, Madame Morrible, who is very impressed because Elphaba has inadvertently revealed her latent talent for sorcery.
Oh, Miss Elphaba. Many years I have waited for a gift like yours to appear. Why, I predict the wizard could make you his magic grand vizier. My dear, I'll write at once to the wizard. Tell him of you in advance. With a talent like yours, dear, there is a definite chance if you work as you should. You'll be making good.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood this weird quirk I tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me meet the wizard if I make good. So I'll make good. When I meet the wizard, once I prove my worth, then I meet the wizard, what I've waited for since birth. And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin, so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, a girl on whom I can rely. And that's how we'll begin, wizard and I. Once I'm with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you, no sister acts ashamed, and all of us have
And now here's the most famous song from Wicked. This is when Elphaba gains her full powers, when she has to stand up to the wizard, who turns out to be corrupt. And here her best friend, Glinda the Good Witch, tries to convince Elphaba to apologize for her rebellion and rejoin the wizard's team.
Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard, what you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No. I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try to find. Can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost.
Come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we planned them.
If we work in tandem, there's no fight we
The musical Wicked.
Well, are you coming?
I've seen the show 3 times. I definitely recommend it. It's worth the trip down to San Francisco, and even worth the pricey ticket cost. Let's just say it would save you the plane ticket to New York. It plays in San Francisco through April 16th. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. For Weekend Showcase, this is Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
That there is.